Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the Civil Service Board meeting for August 25th, 2015 is now called to order. If I'd like you all to please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Next, we'll have a roll call.
Chairman Dennis Reichardt.
Here.
Vice Chair Curtis Stout.
Here.
Commissioner Dan Carlone.
Here.
Commissioner Evelyn Alexander.
Here.
Also present, we have Henry and Pino with the City Attorney's Office.
Our first item today is item 8A, public comments. I don't see any takers for public comments, so we'll move on to AB, approved agenda additions. Do we have any additions today?
No.
No additions. Moving on to our consent calendar. I would ask for a motion that consent calendar items A1 and A3 through A3 be adopted. Would any of the commissioners like to pull any of the items for discussion? Ask for the motion.
So moved, Chair.
A second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. That ends our consent calendar for today. Our next item is item A4, correspondence. I don't believe we have any today.
No correspondence.
Moving on to item A5, a monthly report from the Chief Examiner.
In your packets, you have a brief summary of the activity for the month of July, with nine eligibility lists being issued, certifying 105 candidates, which included eligibility lists going to Parks and Recreation, Public Works, and the Water Department. At the month end, we had 12 recruitments that remained in progress. Should also note that layoff notices were issued to 10 full-time employees and 11 part-time employees with Sabita on July 22nd, within a separation effective date of August the 1st, and as a result of action taken by AmeriCommon Council on July 29th, a 60-day extension was issued to all 10 of the full-time employees and 6 of the part-time Sabita employees. So that's the status for Sabita, and certainly welcome to any questions that you may have regarding activities of the department in July and moving forward.
With that, I would ask for a motion that the activity report for July 2015 and the personnel action summary report for August 17, 2015 be received and filed. If I can have that motion.
So moved, yeah.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. I see our item A6 is a repeat of A5, so I'll move on to A7.
Oh, sorry about that.
We want to do it again.
Repeat and repeat, huh?
Yeah.
A7's closed session. I don't believe we have any closed session today. Yes.
Chairman, we do under A7A, existing litigation, the Edward Andrade versus City case.
Okay, so I would ask for a motion that the Civil Service Board recess to closed session for the following: a conference with legal counsel, existing litigation pursuant to Government Code Section 45956.9A. Edward Andrade versus City of San Bernardino, San Bernardino County Superior Court case number CIVDS1511329. If I can have that motion.
So
second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Going to closed session at this time.
While we wait for the tape recorder to be turned on. Anyone like some coffee or?
No. I don't remember last week.
But
hey, ladies and gentlemen, we're reconvening. No action was taken during the closed session. So moving on to item A8, adjournment. I would ask for a motion that the meeting be adjourned to the regularly scheduled meeting of September 8th, 2015. If I can have that motion.
That motion.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Any word on another commissioner, Rebecca? No?
We call them.